Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
All right, we are back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest this hour, as I promised, is Laura Day. Let me tell you a little bit about Laura. She is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Practical Intuition, a step-by-step program to increase your wealth today. She's been teaching this seminar, the seminar with the same name, for more than 10 years. Her clientele includes celebrities, business executives, scientists, and professionals in many fields. She's been with us once before, about a year ago, and she's here to talk to us about how intuition plays a part in our success or in our lack of success. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I always love to hear that introduction.
Well, I appreciate you being with us, and I know that you've got a new book out, and we're going to let you tell us about that a little bit later on. But right now, the thing that I'm the most interested in is reviewing with my audience and telling for the first time those folks who have not been listening to the show for a year. And I think it's been about a year since you were on the show last time.
Yeah, about this time last year.
I think so. How intuition works, how that plays a part in our daily lives, in our social and professional successes and failures, and maybe it'd be a good idea, just if you will, in your words, define intuition for us.
Well, intuition is really that sense of knowing that we all have. We see it much more accurately in retrospect when we say, I should, I would have, I could have, I knew that. So it's what we know, and it's not always a knowledge that we're aware of. But it's really in tests that people have done in intuition, they find that we are subliminally aware of much more than we realize.
Well, the word I think you use the word conscious, and I know you use that word in your book.
I use it a lot.
That's the challenge, isn't it? And I talk about that in some of my training programs that I teach. I try to encourage people to be conscious of themselves and what they know and how they and what they've learned and of the way they are. And I know you talk a lot about that. That's the key, isn't it, to taking advantage of your own intuition.
Absolutely. You know, anyone who's gotten to the age of 20 really knows just about everything on some level. The problem is, because, you know, life takes so many decisions every day, and most of those decisions, if we survive, we're making correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us keep what we know very below the surface, where it's not a tool for us, where it's just a feeling or a sense. And what training intuition is about is making those senses into tools, into things we can wrap our hands around and use in our daily lives and in our businesses.
Now, you use the word training intuition. Now, most people, and this is, I think this is where the problem is for most of us, is that when we think of intuition, we just think of it as something that's God-given or whatever. In fact, most of us guys don't even think we have it.
God-given.
We think women have the corner, the market on intuition, so we don't even worry about it. But when you say train your intuition, that's a new concept for a lot of people.
You know, we train all of ourselves all of our lives. We train our intellect in many, many years of school. We train our emotions in learning to keep some control over our responses and find explanations for ourselves. Intuition is something that we train by noticing over and over again that our instincts are correct, and also noticing when they're not. And especially in business, and most especially when you have client contact, those instincts are very important because they can make the difference between being able to address your customers' needs and missing the boat entirely.
You know, and you mentioned something. You triggered another thought in my mind. I've had people say, and I think I'm fairly intuitive, and I've had people say, how did you? Something would happen, and I would know something or whatever. And somebody would say, how did you know that? And the point they were making was that they were surprised that I knew something about a subject that I really wasn't known for, that I shouldn't have known necessarily. And I thought about it, and I said, well, I pay attention. And it was that I had been introduced to this issue fairly briefly, but I paid attention to what was being said and what I read. A lot of people don't pay attention, and I think that helps, that deprives them, don't you think, of their ability to develop their intuition?
Absolutely, and a lot of people don't know where their intuition should be directed. You know, for example, if you're a small clothing chain and a huge department store opens up next door, your attention may be on beating that store next door, whereas mm-hmm. your attention should really still be on your customer and on your market.
That is such an excellent point, Laura. That is an understatement, and that's the thing that we talk about on the show here all the time, and is that focus on the things that you do well. And you know, I have people all the time who call me, email me, and they want to enter the marketplace, or they want to beat a big competitor, as you say, and so many times they talk about price. And that's intuitively, that's not what small business owners are going to be able to be successful at, is beating the other guys at prime price.
That's right. So what we end up doing is shooting ourselves in the foot because, of you know, and it's the same thing with interpersonal relationships. If your focus is on the problem and if your focus is on the adversary, so to speak, mm-hmm. that's where your energy is going to go. Your focus needs to be on the solution, and especially in business, your focus needs to be on how you can serve your client and community, because when you're doing that, you will stand apart from whatever else is going on.
Don't focus on what's wrong, focus on what's right.
Because if you focus on what's right and certainly on serving the people that you want to serve, what's wrong will take care of itself as a byproduct.
Well, what you think is wrong won't matter.
Right. The other thing is what the problems are for you are not what the problems are for your customer. You know, your problem, for example, could be beating the person's price. Your customer's problem could be that they don't have time to look through a huge store.
Right.
They need somebody who knows them, who helps them. By focusing on your customers, your intuition is giving you information about what you can do right.
Absolutely. Laura, stand by. We're going to take a quick
you
break.
Bet.
Folks, it's 20 after the hour. Laura Day is our special guest. We're going to be right back to talk more about practical intuition for success. 888-822-8255. If you have a question for Laura, give us a call. All right, we're back, folks. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our friend Laura Day. Laura is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Practical Intuition for Success, a step-by-step program to increase your wealth today. Folks, this is an outstanding book. If you'd like to learn how to get more in touch with what you know and things, you may identify some things. If you read this book, I think you will identify some things that you didn't know. You'll find some techniques that will help you to develop your intuition, that will help you be smarter, that will help you be more successful. Laura, tell our audience where they can get your book.
Hopefully any bookstore. If you don't find it, do me a favor and ask for it. I'm a small business, too.
That's right. That's exactly right. What about online?
Absolutely. BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And I'll have a website soon, hopefully within
really?
The next month.
Well, you be sure to let us know so we can tell folks about that.
I sure
you
will.
You can be posted about that. Laura, let's go back for just a minute and talk about women's intuition. You know, women, I don't know who started perpetuating this. Some woman, I'm sure, way back, decided that you guys were going to corner the market on intuition. All of our lives, guys have heard women's intuition this, women's intuition that. Like we didn't have any. Now, what's the deal?
Just like everything else, you guys don't admit to it. Actually, the work that is traditionally male work, and of course we know that's all changing,
mm-hmm.
but being an emergency room physician and having to diagnose someone in, you know, under 30 seconds, or being on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange and having to make a seemingly rational decision, which we all know better, mm-hmm. in a millisecond, that takes intuition because you don't have the time to reason. Traditionally, female jobs, such as, you know, gathering food or keeping the cave clean,
being a caregiver,
did not take much intuition. Intuition functions best when you don't have the information available to you in any other way, or when it's an emergency situation, you don't have the time to reason. So actually, traditionally, men have been more intuitive.
So
have used it more.
So the women's intuition scam is that. It's just a scam, right?
Yeah, but I think you guys invented it.
Well, how did you? Well, you guys co-opted it. I mean, otherwise, why would they be saying
that? No, it's like feelings, Jim. You guys won't admit to them, but you have them. We know.
Well,
we
let me ask you this question: if a man speaks in the forest and no woman is there to hear him, is he still wrong?
You're bad. You're bad. Yes, it is always his fault. You should know that.
Oh, I love it. Let's get back and talk about the intuition a little bit more before I get into trouble. I like the concept of practicing intuition. And one of the things that you do in your book is you've got some exercises.
Well, you know what I did, because I figure if people are running businesses, they really don't have time just to learn more. They need techniques that work right away, that make their lives a little bit easier. So what I did is I wrote Practical Intuition for Success as a business plan where you can jump into it and you can find a solution using your intuition to any problems that you're having. You can get the information you need and it gives you a way to act on it. Because there's so much information out there. What you need to do is be able to do A and get the result B that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I think that a lot of small businesses, as we were speaking about before, they tend to focus on the wrong things because, you know, you focus on the competition. You focus on what's going wrong, and you use the same solutions you have in the past. One of the things intuition allows you to do is put your thinking in the thinking of your market so that you can say, okay, I don't have to lower my prices. That's not what they want. What they want is to be able to walk in here and have a card that says what they need. You know, what they want is convenience, or what they want is a delivery service. So you begin to know what your market wants, which through your own thinking you may actually not be that clear on. And then intuition allows us to once again put ourselves in their minds and know how it is they want that thing presented. You know, often we spend a lot of our cash reserves mm-hmm. in making things look better, but they look better to us. I think that often we don't take the time to put our mind in the market and say, you know, with less money, I could make this feel better to them.
That's and in small business, that's clearly the challenge. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Before we do, though, I want to tell my audience about some of my trivia questions because I want to give them a chance to win a copy of your book. Call folks and answer one of my trivia questions, and I'll give you a copy of Laura's book, Practical Intuition, 888-822-8255. Here's one of them. Walt Disney, Sleeping Beauty, was released on this day in 1959. Here's an easy one, ladies. What is the name of the Sleeping Beauty's little friends? What were their names? Not individually. You can tell me what their group names were. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Laura Day, the author of Practical Intuition for Success. Welcome back to Rose. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest this hour is Laura Day, the author of the New York Times bestseller, Practical Intuition for Success, a step-by-step program to increase your wealth today. And this book is available in bookstores, it's available online, or it's available from this show. If you want to answer one of my trivia questions, I'll be glad to send you a copy of Laura's book. And I've given you a couple of them already. Let me review them real quickly. Edgar Allan Poe's first published a book about a bird. The title was The Name of a Bird. I want to know what the name of that bird was. Also, what is the inscription, the epitaph, I should say, on W.C. Fields' tombstone? That's a hard one. Here's another one that might be a little bit hard. Oprah Winfrey was born in what state? Also, the first Zeppelin raid on Paris during World War II happened on this day. What is a Zeppelin? And what's the group name of the little friends of Sleeping Beauty? And here's one more. On this day in 1969, Jimi Hendrix and Pete Townshend waged a battle with their instruments. What kind of instruments did they use? 888-822-8255. That's the number to call if you want to talk to me or Laura or answer one of our trivia questions, which will accomplish both of those. And if you do, you'll win a copy of Laura's bestseller, Practical Intuition, which is what we're talking about right now. Laura, let's talk about something that I'm a little confused about. How do you keep your intuition expressions distinct from your thoughts and feelings? Is there a difference between your intuitions and your thoughts and feelings?
There sure is.
I didn't know that.
First of all, with your feelings especially, there's no way to check them out. You know, you can check out your thoughts about your feelings, but you can't check out your feelings. Now, with your thoughts, you can check them out. You can go see if they're really true or if they're something that you're imagining.
Right, you can verify those.
Exactly. Same thing with your intuition. One of the ways that you learn to recognize intuition for what it is, and intuition is direct, correct insight, is that you check it out. So you have the intuition that if you open half an hour earlier, your weekend receipts will increase by 15%. You try it out, and you find out that you're right. Mm. So you begin to notice what the right information then looks like and feels like to you. And often it's aha information. It's, oh my goodness, I never would have thought of something like that.
What about, and of course for most of us, when we learn those things, we learn it by accident because we haven't been practicing our intuition. We've just been wandering around.
Right, and often we ignore it. Unfortunately, we ignore some of our best, most effective insights. We go around consciously ignoring them. If you look at the people who are truly successful, they're truly successful because they're doing things a little bit differently. You know, they rent this space on the corner that nobody thought would ever come to anything, and all of a sudden they built office buildings around it. Or
Or
they do something, they have a different rapport with their customers. I mean, the successful people that I've worked with all are using their intuition. You cannot be successful without it, because then you're not competitive. You have no edge. You're doing what everyone else is doing based on the information that everybody else has. Intuition gives you information that everybody doesn't have, that's perfectly targeted to your life and your market.
Mm-hmm. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number to call if you'd like to ask Laura a question or answer one of my trivia questions and win a copy of her book. Laura, you and I both, I know you have, I know I have, and you probably have too, have observed a couple of different individuals. One is so educated, all the right background, everything going for him or her, and they just don't seem to be able to quite be as successful as everyone thought they would be. Then there's this other person who has very limited education and status in life and socioeconomically not really all that high up the ladder, and this person becomes a multimillionaire.
And
the only way to explain that to me, and I've observed this a lot, I mean several times, the only way to explain that is some kind of intuition.
Intuition and a strong will. I mean, my favorite stories are of those welfare mothers with three kids who bake cookies for their children's lunches and now have a multi-million-dollar business.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many, if you think of it, there's so many privileged, educated people out there, and there's so many people who aren't. It really, I don't think, is something that predicts success. What predicts success is, A, your ability to read your market. But most importantly, it's integrity. It's being able to either love what you do or find a way to love what you do, because sometimes those are different things. And to do it in a way that feels right to you, and we all have different values and different integrity, but if you're selling something you don't believe in, you're not going to be able to sell it. You either have to find a way to trick yourself into believing it, or you're going to have to find something else. People think that they can do things that have no meaning for them, that they hate, and still be successful at it. And it cannot happen. It can happen for 6 months. It can happen for a year. But it cannot happen long term, which is what we're talking about with our small businesses.
You just made me think of something that I had not thought of before. If you're doing something that you don't like, that you don't have a passion for, I would see that would choke out your intuition. That would repress your intuition.
But it also engages your unconscious in a way that creates failure, because you don't want to do something well on an unconscious level that you don't like. There are, of course, ways, you know, there are ways to find what you like about what you do by changing how you perceive of things a little bit and how to change what you're doing a little bit. And often for people for your employees, it's important to be able to present the work in a way that has meaning for them, because they will not do their best all of them will not be involved in their work if you cannot make it meaningful. And I think sometimes we forget that our employees are part of our business.
Yep.
They are part of what makes it work. And
they
need to work for us. They need to love our business with us.
Right. And they're your brain trust. So you've got to, you need to nurture that. There's no question about it.
I mean, I'm always surprised when people, you know, like a McDonald's go out and hire outside marketing people. When the people at the cashiers who see the client.
They never ask.
They never ask.
Yeah, it's incredible. Laura, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 40 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our friend Laura Day, the author of the New York bestseller, Practical Intuition for Success. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 45 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our good friend Laura Day. She's the author of the bestseller, New York Times bestseller, Practical Intuition, and we're talking about how intuition plays an important part in your life, especially in your business life. And guys, she has informed us, and I think she's correct, that the ladies do not, after all this time of being told otherwise, do not have a corner on intuition. We have intuition as well, and we should start using it. We should start realizing that we do and practicing it and exercising our intuition. And now that myth's been dispelled, and thank you very much for helping me with that, Laura.
Anytime.
Laura, let's talk about how to exercise our intuition more in our business world. And one of the things that you talk about in an exercise in your book is you called defining your business world. What do you mean
by
that?
That's so intuitive of you, because that's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Well, I try. You got me going in that direction.
One of the things that I think we as small businesses forget is that our business is not just made up of our plant and of ourselves and of our product. It's made up of our suppliers, our employees, our customers. Anything that affects our business is part of our business world. And sometimes it's very helpful to sit down and list those things, because any part of that equation that's not working, whether it's your employees, your market, your suppliers, the physical plant you're working from, or yourself, any part of that that's not working, where their needs aren't being met, where they don't have an investment in your success or the success of your business, is going to be an energy drain, a weak point. So it's very important to define your business world, know all the parts, and then look at all the parts one by one, but from their point of view, and say, who is this business to me, the supplier? Do I really care about this account? You know, what is it that I could get from this account that would make me want to work harder, make me want to do better, or make me want to put some of my creativity in? So you do two things. You define your business world, and then with each of the parts, you take the other person or the other entity's point of view. So as looking at your market, for example, you may have to put yourself in their shoes and use your imagination, because that will engage your intuition, to see them in their homes thinking, or at their desk saying, okay, I'm going to walk into this place, or I'm going to call this establishment. Why am I calling? What do I want? What do I need to hear? How do I need it presented to me? By taking the other person's point of view and making sure that you do that with all the parts of your business world, you'll have a strong working community.
You know, one of the things that I do in my consulting business is I help small businesses deal with their banks. And one of the things that I try to do a good job of, and I think I do, is helping these folks, understand what this banker is up against, what they're thinking about, what they need to have accomplished, what they need to help their banker accomplish so the banker can help them.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how many people don't pay attention to that. And I think you're right. We're all so wrapped up in ourselves. We're all so egocentric about ourselves. It's just the old cliche, you know, it's always about you, isn't it? You know, it's always about us sometimes. And I think your point is so well taken, that we need to stop for a moment, step out of our own bodies, and go look in through the eyes of the other person, looking back at us. As you said, don't look at the business as if it's making you happy. Is it making your customers happy?
Well, you know,
Go ahead.
No, you know, the funny thing is, I think that in many ways we're egocentric because we're overwhelmed, because doing things inefficiently is so time-consuming. And we already have too much on our plates. And one of the things that I think really helps with business counseling is is to run more efficiently, because unfortunately or fortunately, we're not just running businesses. We're raising children. We're running lives. We're doing our taxes this time of year. You know, we are doing so much. We are so overwhelmed. It seems like we can't add another thing. Not another thing can go wrong.
But we've got to remind ourselves that we're not in this together. I mean, all by ourselves. We're in this with all these other people. We've got our customers and our vendors, as you said. We've got our bankers. We've got our family members, our friends. We have to quit being so egocentric. And to me, that's the only way, and I think that's what I've learned from you and from your book, is the way to exercise your intuition is by allowing yourselves to consider other people in your world. All right, we're back. It's 54 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our good friend Laura Day. Laura Day is the author of an absolutely outstanding book, folks, called Practical Intuition for Success. I really recommend you check it out. It's available in bookstores. It is available online. It's been out for about a year or so because she was with us about a year ago to talk to us about it for the first time. But Laura also has a new book, and I want her to tell you a little bit about that. Laura, tell us about the new book.
Well, I've taken intuition and applied it to love.
Oh.
And the new book is Practical Intuition and Love. And like all of my other books, it's a workshop. It's a step-by-step to finding the love in your life. And it uses intuition once again so that you can understand how you can present yourself to the your best advantage, how you can know what your partner or what your prospective partner needs and wants, and most of all, so you can find pleasure in your life and in your relationships now. So it's a book for everyone. It actually helps in business, too, because when you have a strong community and a loving community and loving relationships, that translates to everything in your life. It's a very pleasurable book to do.
I have not got a copy of that book. I would like to get a copy of it.
Oh, yes, it has a big rose on the cover.
I would like to review it. Well, the thing I like about your other book, Practical Intuition for Success, is it's got your picture on the front of it. And folks, Laura Day is a very lovely lady.
Thank you. But I thought people were a little tired of looking at me.
No, on the inside. That would never happen. Laura, you know, I teased you the other day when we were talking about your book on your intuition book on love and a little bit. But the truth is, one of the things that I know about small business owners is we need to know more about that, because we need to learn better how to balance our lives with regard to our businesses and those who love us and support us. And there are a lot of folks who love and support us small business owners, and that includes, obviously, our immediate family, our extended family, that those who are so proud of us and for what we're trying to do, and our friends. We have a lot of friends who love us, and maybe they don't tell us that they love us, but we know that they do. And so I'm glad you wrote that book.
And, you know, if love isn't going right, if your family isn't going right, nothing goes right. And I think it's very important that family, and I include friends in that, be a source of support, not a source of angst. So we maybe need to spend a little bit of time learning how to do that right.
Well, I'd like to get you back on the show sometime, and let's talk about that.
Because I'd love to talk about
that. We wouldn't be talking about intuition if it weren't so. We don't just talk about numbers and marketing and stuff like that. We talk about the full gamut of the things that small business owners experience, and I really try to focus as much as I can the show on balance, because that's so important. Because on the day that you die, you're not, as someone once said, you're not going to think about, boy, I wish I'd spent more time at the office.
That's right.
You're going to hopefully be surrounded by, or if you have trouble, and you don't have to wait till you die, folks, because there are lots of times when for that moment, you think you wish you were dead, because there can be tough times in small business, especially, you know, on payroll Friday. And you need those who love you around you to support you and tell you that you're going to be okay.
Well, you know, one of the things I speak about in the love book is how important it is to find the enjoyment in what it is you're doing. It's important even for your body, because you make different chemicals internally when you're enjoying yourself. If you're running a small business, you're already being innovative and creative. you're already somebody who is able to create in your life. So notice, you know, just give yourself a pat on the back for that and begin to try to create things in ways that are more comfortable and pleasurable for you.
Laura, got to wrap it up. You did a great job. Looking forward to having you back again. Thank you and congratulations.
Your good morning date.
Thank you. Say hi to Samson.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye. Got to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.